This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu is emphasized for adopting a lifestyle which is conscious and sensitive towards the environment so that it is not only protected but also made more vibrant. The president stated this while inaugurating a national conference on environment 2025 at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The two-day event has been organized by National Green Tribunal. The president added that environmental protection and its promotion will be possible only through continuous activism based on awareness and collective efforts of all. She said it is a moral responsibility to provide a legacy of a clean environment to the coming generations. The president mentioned that balancing clean environment and modern development is both an opportunity and a challenge.
इसी महीने में 20 मार्च को वर्ल्ड स्पैरो डे मनाया गया 21 मार्च को इंटरनेशनल डे ऑफ फॉरेस्ट मनाया गया 22 मार्च को वर्ल्ड वाटर डे मनाया गया 22 मार्च के दिन ही अर्थ आवर के समय विश्व समुदाय के ऊर्जा की खपत को कम करने का प्रयास किया गया पर्यावरण से जुड़े ऐसे सभी दिवस ये संदेश देते हैं कि हम प्रतिदिन अनेक उद्देश्यों और कार्यक्रमों का ध्यान में रखते हुए और जहां तक हो सके उन्हें अपने दैनिक जीवन का हिस्सा बनाएं।
Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav said that India is focusing on ramping up innovations in low-carbon technology and it believes that rapid economic growth is the best defense against climate change for developing nations. He said India is not only focusing on reducing its carbon footprint but also creating millions of jobs through green energy sector.
As a show to our commitment to climate action, India has fulfilled its Paris Agreement commitments on green energy 9 years ahead of the 2030 target. But the climate anxiety which has gripped the world cannot force India to give up its right to ensure food, water, energy and quality of its 140 crore people. India, under the leadership, is confidently striking a balance between challenges and opportunities.
In Chhattisgarh, at least 17 Maoists were killed and two jawans of District Reserve Guard were injured in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district of Bastar division today. The security forces had received intelligence inputs that Maoists are present in the Keralapal area of the district. After this, a joint team of CRPF and District Reserve Guard launched the anti-Naxal operation. There has been intermittent firing between security forces and Maoists since this morning. Security forces have recovered the bodies of killed Maoists along with a large number of weapons and explosives from the spot. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is resolved to eradicate Naxalism before 31st of March next year. Appealing to those bearing arms, Mr. Shah said that weapons and violence cannot bring change, only peace and development can. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today highlighted the need for robust arbitration mechanisms. The minister said this while addressing the special plenary session at the Union International Desk Advocates Conference on India, the new global manufacturing hub. Mr. Goyal mentioned that arbitration is a mechanism that can significantly reduce judicial delays if both parties sincerely accept the arbitration results. He underlined that there are sometimes concerns about the quality of arbitration. Mr. Goyal highlighted that keeping the courts unclogged will give a significant boost to India's desire to become a global manufacturing hub. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the EIR news website and the news on EIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of EIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In Indian Premier League cricket, Gujarat Titans will clash with Mumbai Indians in Ahmedabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Both teams are looking to bounce back after losing the opening matches. A U.S. federal judge blocked efforts by President Donald Trump's administration to shut down Voice of America, VOA, a U.S.-funded international news service. And that is the end of this news bulletin.